Back on. Back on.
Come on. Get off, bro. Leon.
Yeah, we're back.
Would you like me to sing the intro in?
Do you think you can sing the intro?
What intro?
We ain't got it.
I'll sing in the next time. I'll give it a little while.
Fuck it up.
Hello, welcome back to No Time for Stoppage.
Yeah. Fuck was that?
We're back.
We are back. I like that. That was
2 weeks off.
That was some fucking harmony.
That was fucking weird.
That was quite sick.
2 weeks off. Few problems. People ill. People double booking. People not communicating properly.
Yeah.
But we're back. Prem, is the first one since the Prem started? Or?
Yes, first one back. Yeah.
Since
yeah,
the start?
Yeah.
Oh, so we've been off for 3 weeks.
Last one we made the predictions, didn't we? So.
Oh, yeah. So we're just going to catch up on the last few games, last few weeks or whatever. Talk about teams that have been good, not so good, players that have been bad, general chit-chat, and then we're just going to move on to questions from one fan.
I think we'll start with that. We've got one question coming.
We'll start with a question with one fan.
Yeah, we'll start with that.
And then the game of pointless.
I don't think we can call Jack's dad a fan.
It's not from me, dad.
Is it your brother?
It's not from me, brother.
Is it from...
I don't think we can call that a fan,
but...
No. Nonetheless, thank you for...
Ref's cousin, there is.
No.
Thank you for listening to whoever it is that, you know, asked the question.
Jack on another account.
It's definitely Jack's dad.
Because I've got some new notifications come up on Instagram. Is it from Joe?
No.
Go on, I'll ask
we do know this person.
Who is it?
But it's Mark. A fan. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's Mark.
Yeah, exactly. So he wanted to ask you two, does moving to the Saudi Arabia pro leagues, such as Ivan Tony and that has moved there now, haven't they? And should they not be considered to play for their countries after moving to Saudi Arabia pro league?
No, they should.
Because it's a big conversation it's been about anyway. Yeah.
So that's what Ronald Koeman did that
for. He said his door's shut.
Yeah, door's shut.
What if it comes back? Is it open or no? There's
nothing
playing.
Thank you.
Fuck off. Siri prick.
Back to Mark. Hello, Mark.
That was fucking weird.
How you doing, mate? On. How you doing, Mark? Pleasure. For me, I think I can understand definitely why that everyone says the door should be shut to going back to international football. But when you have players, for example, at the level of... I mean, you've got Ronaldo there, Benzema there, yep. Mane there, like...
Kante there.
I know, obviously, different countries might look the same and might think differently, especially countries that are a bit worse in quality.
Are we talking just England, though? Like, pretty much. Is that what Mark was asking?
No, I think... Because he mentioned Stephen Bergwijn as well, so I think he mentioned just in a general, if you go to the Saudi Arabia League, because let's be honest, it's not the same quality, is it, as Premier League or anything like that. Like,
but it's still got a lot of good players.
Yeah, it's still got a lot of good players. And that's what I think. But then you've got to think about Ronaldo's last Euros.
Yeah, but people Portugal weren't that he's great poor. In general.
Yeah, but they were saying how poor he was. Is it because now he's so used to being in the Saudi Arabia League that his quality of level has gone down? I know he's getting older, but it's things like that. And you got who else was that striker who played at Fulham as well?
Mitrovic.
He went fantastic. He didn't do nothing really. You know what I mean? It's things like that. Like
what in the Saudi?
No, it's all Euros. And the way they've, you know what I mean, they've played for the Saudi Arabian league.
I think it loses
the quality of.
Yeah, but you got to remember the people that go there are old as well, so they're coming towards.
Mm. Some are old.
But Ivan Tony's
not a lot.
Yeah, not
old.
All.
Tony's not old. Mahrez wasn't old. Yeah, a lot but of players
he loves money. He's a gambler.
Mm.
But then, like for me, I think it loses a lot of credibility that the professionals and the players have built. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
They built a good career, like Bergwijn.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
saying Bergwijn was amazing, but
he
had played in the Premier. Played in Holland and that. So for you to go to somewhere Saudi, like Coleman said, it's quite literally you're throwing the desire to win big away. Because if you win big, it's in Europe.
There's no big club that's going to win.
But that's not
that's
the
what
point.
Other people were saying. Other fans were saying no one went for Ivan Tony, so that's why he went for that.
I get that, but still, you're competing in Europe. You're competing against.
Yeah,
the best. Okay, maybe I'm not saying Brentford are playing for Europe, but you're playing against the best players in Europe.
Yeah,
you're going to Saudi to play against people that you won't know anyone really.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah. You don't know them. So
at the end of the day, it's just a job.
I know it's a job, but people are looking at it more like that.
If you were a job and they offered you £1 million to go live in Saudi Arabia, would you take it?
Yeah, but that's, I'm different. You can't compare what I'm doing to that.
But if you was a footballer?
If I was a footballer, but I wouldn't. I know in my head I wouldn't. I would want
Why?
To. Because I would want to play at the best level.
Yeah, but you're not getting you're still there. Getting paid. Tony's not going to go to a Liverpool or a fucking Man City or something like that.
Just stay at Brentford. It's not like this.
He's not going to play at Brentford. They weren't
going to
play him.
They weren't going to play him. Well, I don't know why they said that.
Because he wants to leave. He didn't want to be there. So they're not going to play with someone who doesn't want to be there. No, I agree with that. I wouldn't play if you don't want to be there. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But then I wouldn't go and buy out a move to Saudi. Yeah. I wouldn't do that because then again, you can't prove anything in Saudi. You can't do anything there.
It's about the money.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get that. But to pay family or whatever it is.
Cool. You can do that in 1 week.
But you're telling me he hasn't got enough already.
I'm not saying that. But what's wrong with having more?
Okay, that's fair enough. But you can build that more. He's still young. He still has a whole, like, let's say 10 odd years ahead of him to play football. He's definitely going to come back into Europe. He's not, like, giving it all away now.
Do you think now, obviously, the England team's being decided already for the next coming friendlies, but if he starts...
Is he in it?
No. So if he goes into, obviously, because the Saudi League now, he goes into it and he starts popping in goals. Say he's 10 goals in 10 games. Yeah, this is one goal game. Say that. Do you think he still should be considered to go in the England team?
Yeah, because he's still got the ability to play for England. But it's just, to me, I wouldn't ever waste my life. A different story, like when you're Ronaldo or Benzema, when you're 35, 36 or then you want to play against shit.
Yeah, but it used to be the MLS. Everyone used to go there.
But he wasn't great last season, so why would he not?
And he only played a couple of games last season. He still got picked back in Jan. Yeah, he didn't play
a lot. Still half a season.
Yeah, but he didn't play a lot.
He went to the he still got picked to the Euros, which is better. Still, more than most.
Someone was saying it was the quality of the player because people were saying Ivan Toney. Let's be honest, he's like probably third choice England striker, right? So they're saying like if Harry Kane decided to do this, that's where it goes. Well, no, that's now you're taking the piss because his quality of football is going to go down from what he's like, and he shouldn't be in the England team. So Ivan Toney being a third choice England striker, let him go because he's probably going to keep the same quality. I don't know if I agree with that or not, but I don't know about you because I feel
like he can get into the team though.
Yeah,
because we're lacking in strikers anyway.
But if he goes there, he's not scoring goals, he's not doing much. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's going to be tough.
It should work on the same basis if they're all playing in England. If you aren't scoring goals, you don't get in.
Dominic Solanke was scoring goals.
He's injured now.
No, but he didn't get picked for
Euros. Oh, Euros. Yeah.
I just have it. In my head, I just think if you want to become a better player, you play against people that are on your level or better. If you don't go somewhere worse, no matter how much money they offer, I would never in that position put myself to go somewhere where I'm playing against people that, you know, it's the whole alphabet to spell their surname or some shit. That's not what I'm crying after. I'm there. I want to play football. You want to compete.
If I was 30, well, I'm 31 now, but if I was 30 and over in football.
If you've hit your prime and your prime is gone, everyone can feel themselves when they're slowing down or when they ain't got it.
100%.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, and what Tony's feeling like that? What is he, like 27?
But he's just come off of playing at the Euros. I know he didn't have a great season.
Yeah, he's had a year out. He's probably sat there and thought, okay, this isn't really for me anymore.
I don't know. Maybe. If you look at that, that's quite a good point to be fair. He's been sitting there for a year.
He's lost his love for football.
People just don't love football anymore. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, because football's not the same. And I'm not saying I know what football is because I'm only young to what people say, football's gone. He might look at it his way.
He can tell. It's fucked up.
Brentford is sixth without them at the minute. Three games in.
They're not bad. I mean, and Burma and Wissa are both good.
Usually the ones that will offer lose Tony.
I think they'll be down. I didn't think they'll get relegated, but they'll be down bottom up.
And Burma and Wissa are both very good, very good players together, to be fair. And I like their coach. They've got a good manager.
Going into Saudi, have you seen they signed that Welsh top goal scorer as well, Welsh League, and top goal scorer in the Welsh League. Yeah, they signed him to a Welsh top goal scorer. I can't remember his name now. Apparently they signed him Welsh top goal scorer league and stuff like that. But apparently he was asked to go to clubs like in League One, Championship, stuff like that, because he's like quality. But he said, no, I want to go to the Saudi Arabia League because I want to go and play with my idols. Like, Ronaldo's my idol.
Probably going to know.
I want to be on the pitch with them. But apparently he's absolutely smashed it in the Welsh League. Like, he's like top quality, shouldn't be in there. He's like a League One player, Championship player, and potential to go a little bit more. Like, he's decent. Apparently now he's gone, fuck it, I'm going to Saudi Arabia
League. Yeah, I mean, fair enough. But
have you heard the song about Tony?
No.
Have you heard it?
No.
The song, so I don't know if he's the owner of
League. Oh, well, he's like singing. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. He's probably thinking,
he does not look amused at all.
Tony,
but he doesn't look amused at all.
That is shit.
But I just don't.
Tony.
I don't really see the problem with him going there.
No, I don't see a big problem. I would have liked to have seen him in the big top six.
I've seen him at a big
top 17s in the Premier League.
But I don't think he would have hit.
Getting a little bit more feed from, you know, some other like good players battling for a European spot for a team. I would have liked to have seen that. To be fair.
Too late now.
I did think at one point in my head, I did think Chelsea, the amount of players they were signing, I thought they were probably going to go jump in for him, didn't they? Have you seen Chelsea going off subject? That they're paying, was it like 70% or 80% of Raheem Sterling's wages when he's gone to Arsenal?
What?
They're paying
loan,
so much.
Season loan.
Season loan, and they're paying like a lot. Like, it's ridiculous amount. Let me see if I can get up. But I mean, ridiculous amount.
Wait, what? Chelsea are?
Chelsea are paying it. Yeah. Chelsea are paying Raheem Sterling's wages, pretty much. All his wages, pretty much. Like, ridiculous amount of his wages.
Even though he's gone to Arsenal.
It's mad, isn't it?
He's played for big clubs. Who's that? Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, City
as well, yeah.
You need to
pick
off United
first. Yeah.
Yeah, so going from that anyway, the top English earners weekly wages, who do you think number one is in the world?
In the world?
Yeah. English players.
English players.
Their weekly wages.
Palmer.
Palmer's not in top five.
The whole world.
The whole world.
Kane.
Kane is number one.
Bellingham.
Bellingham's number three.
Three?
Yeah.
We'll go to Sterling then.
Sterling's number four. Literally just talking about
it. Number five is Tony, isn't it?
Number two is Ivan Tony.
Oh, yeah,
he's gone to number two of 403,000 a week. Harry Kane's on 406,000 a week.
Who's missing? Five.
And this one hurts me. Yeah. Fucking Rashford.
What's he on?
$300,000 a week for getting the ball and being fucking scared to run at players. He's on fucking $300,000 a week. Taking the fucking piss. That's poor, that, isn't it? It's so poor.
Poor club, right?
It's so poor. Like, I don't get it. It's so poor. But I think it's not going to probably ruin his chances to get in England squad again.
Nah.
And I don't think it's going to ruin him as a footballer either.
Fair play.
I think.
To go in. It's not a great country to live in, I think.
No, I mean, you might do alright. I think they're allowed to gamble over there. Not allowed to gamble, are they?
Nah,
it's against their religion.
But I'd do it for $500,000 a week. You don't need to bet.
He's probably got something online. He bet for his five account.
VPN.
Kill it to sign.
Express VPN. Nah, mate. I don't know. I think it's. I wouldn't do that.
Well, you're just stupid, then, mate.
Nah, I'd want to play football.
Will play football for $500,000.
I'll take $400,000 a week, man. I'll go there.
Yeah,
$100,000 a week.
Your level would. My level would.
You play for Greys.
Doesn't matter who reserves. I play for. If I am 21, 22, 27, however fucking old I am, I would not want to go to Saudi and play there. I'd want to try and compete to be the best.
Who's that young one went there from Saudi? Portuguese one. Jota, is it Jota?
Yeah,
he went, didn't he?
He was quite young.
He had a good potential as well, bro.
Not a bit of me, that's for sure.
Alright, should we jump into Premier League then?
Nah.
Turn it off.
Done. Cheers, Mark, by the way. Thank you for the question, Mark.
That was Mark from West Forrop.
Bye, Mark.
From West Forrop.
Thanks, Mark.
He doesn't live in West Forrop.
Love you, Mark.
I know where he works.
Bonfair, isn't it?
See you on Saturday, Mark.
Yeah, so just get into the Premier League then. Let's go into the Premier League. Who do you think? Should we start with the team that's probably impressed you the most?
City.
The first three games.
City, definitely. But another one, Brighton.
Yeah.
I know they beat us, but with that new coaching as well.
Yeah, young.
Definitely really good.
He's my age, isn't he? 31, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 31, yeah, quite literally. Yeah. But otherwise, it's all good though. Like, they've impressed the way they played.
Yeah, I've been impressed with Brighton, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely.
They look strong.
Did you just watch the game against Arsenal though? I was at work.
Yeah.
I could watch it, no.
What were they like in that game?
They only started taking over when...
After Rice got the red. Yeah. Oh, really? Right, what do you think about that red card, by the way?
It's a red card.
The letter of the law.
It's a red card.
100%, yeah. I agree. And I hated was when I saw Arteta's press conference after, post-match, and he was like, I'm amazed with the inconsistency and all that shit. And then he's like, the Brighton player kicked the ball into the direction that Rice was walking, which is, he's rolled it forward, called Rice is walking that way. But then Rice has looked down,
and seen
the ball there, and kicked it off. And then Rice has gone down like a sack of shit as well.
I did text you and said, that's fucking soft.
Because it's soft,
and because he barely touched the ball. But then I'm like, rewatching it. And then
he's known very well.
Well, then they'll say, like you said, it's the letter of the law.
And his first tackle was ridiculous as well.
I didn't see the first tackle.
It's not great. It was pretty much off the floor.
So he's missing Tottenham game now, isn't he?
I reckon they'll lose that.
Between Tottenham.
Tottenham. I watched their game against Newcastle. Tottenham.
Ain't Tottenham got Arsenal then us?
I think so.
Tottenham played Newcastle off the park. But couldn't score. And the goal they scored was Dan Burn being a fucking nine-fingered prick. So it was like, I swear, they played really well. But I knew that Newcastle would win that game. Because you can tell when the team can't score for the whole half, one time Newcastle went up there, goal. Simple as that. Like, they couldn't. They literally...
They just nicked three.
Brennan Johnson was all right when he came on as well. He did well.
Tottenham weren't bad.
No, they were good the whole game, definitely. But Brennan Johnson gave him that extra bit of, like, I don't know, just that directness that he's got. He just got the ball and drove at them all the time and they couldn't stop it. So when they conceded, I was like, made me laugh a little bit.
Spoke to a Tottenham fan today. We went to the game and he said it felt like when we was watching it, like, it was like going to the left side, come back into Madison, go to the right side, come back into Madison. Seemed like it just kept going back and forward and they weren't getting anywhere.
Well, that's what it is these days.
Yeah, and couldn't break through enough, apparently.
Because when we played Bournemouth, and you watch it here,
when
I was there, it was, fuck me, it was so boring. I think it was just two teams trying not to concede. Yeah. And just
that's the thing.
We barely watched
it. I hate that, but that's another thing. That's why I hate now when people build up a lot of the big games. Because, you're expecting, like, let's say it's like an Arsenal City, and you
it's a game of chess in the end of the
day. Yeah, exactly. But now it's become so tactical, everyone is too scared to score, or too scared that they're going to concede. Unless United, we'll let you have a goal, we'll give you a goal. Or four, whatever, however much you want to do.
Yeah. Should we go into that or not?
Yeah, we'll go to the worst teams.
Yeah.
Man United.
Hold on. Let's not go to the worst teams yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's go to continue teams that have surprised us. Well, obviously, I agree with you at Brighton. Don't think you team that surprised you this season so far.
It's only three games. Liverpool, but I said they'd do well.
You did say they'd do well, to be fair. I didn't think they didn't concede a goal either. But the calibre of the teams they played, let's be honest, they should be beating us, really.
Before we went into the game, I didn't think that we would get turned around 3-0.
I didn't think we'd get turned around.
I know it didn't reflect like the fact that we gave away three mistakes and three goals, but...
I didn't think we'd get turned around 3-0, like you said.
Not saying we deserved anything from that game, definitely no. But I thought going into it, you know, we might, especially at Old Trafford as well, like we might do something and get something from it. Got absolutely fucking...
Played Ipswich and played Brentford. Brentford's the only team they've lost so far, Brentford against Liverpool in it. They've won the last two games. Yeah. But I didn't see us scoring.
Mm-mm.
But then when I first watched the five, because we discussed this for like first 5-10 minutes or so, seeing them getting forward a little bit and just did a little bit of pressing. I thought, you know what, we might get a cheeky goal here. And we might get, it might be a draw. It might be a nice little draw we can take.
But it came back to me. It was like the, it felt like I was watching the FA Cup game again.
Yeah.
You know, where we just started fast and it was like, okay,
and then,
maybe they're that's what they want to do. And then it just went straight to fast.
I don't think as soon as Trent scored, it kind of went to...
Yeah, as soon as they got that goal.
Disallowed. I was like, okay, it's disallowed, but they still, their heads were down. They didn't lift it back up because they were conceded in their heads. They've conceded, and then they fucked it. And then they were just like, we couldn't bother. And then Casemiro was just an absolute fucking
brick. I can't believe that.
I just don't know what he's doing. Like, he's a multiple Champions League winner, and he can't control the ball or run 5 yards. I mean, the touch in the last part of the second half, where they've thrown it to him for a throw, and he's going to touch it down, and he's tapped it off the pitch.
At that point, I just put my hands up and say, "You know what, mate? Take me off. Like, I'm done."
But he just looked sluggish the whole. Yeah. He couldn't do a 5 yard pass. The same mistake twice, but both for the goals as well.
Did you see what his missus put?
Yeah.
Did you see
on like, Insta?
Yeah.
She posted a picture of all the trophies he won. He's won in his career, and been like basically show him some respect.
Yeah. Fuck basically, off. Show him some respect.
Absolutely not. Fuck right off. He's the reason why we've lost 3-0.
That's mad, isn't it?
Why would fuck you post that?
Because he's a fucking dickhead.
He's trying to back her husband.
Basically saying, like, treat my husband with respect because he's won all these trophies. Blah, blah. Yeah. In the fucking past. We're talking about the present, mate. You gave away the board against fucking our biggest rivals.
Do you reckon he gets back off into the squad? Who have you got next?
I don't know.
Who do we have next? I think we had, like, Southampton. Southampton next.
Hmm.
I reckon he plays.
I don't think so. I think he'll play Ugarte. I think he'll start Ugarte that game.
He's
a CDM. I swear he's a centre back.
No, he's not. He's a holding midfielder. Oh. Why would you be raving about signing 4 centre backs?
So did you?
Because you're fucking Man United and you're stupid.
I'm going to say what Casemiro said as well. I think it was like a little press conference he had with one of them. He said he felt the system which saw him covering a lot last of ground season exposes weakness and didn't play to his strengths last season. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, but this is the problem. Ten Hag's probably heard that and he's still not changed anything. I don't think he's the right man. We've had this conversation before. You said he is. Dan said he's not 100% sure. He's not the right person.
I think he is.
How?
I think he is.
You've just said in the group chat, you said you've got no identity and you don't know
how
he's playing. No,
we don't. We don't have no identity.
Why do you want a manager that doesn't know how he's playing?
Because I feel like it's coming.
What's coming? It's been 2-3 years.
He's coming.
And every
it's been 2 years. We've won 2 trophies.
He's getting hassled in a conference by someone saying, "Oh, what's wrong? Why is the league performance is not good?" Being like the cup, and goes, "Oh, we've won 2 trophies. We'll prove it. We'll do it in the Premier League."
I mean, it's coming.
It's not coming. It's coming. We've made
a lot of transfers this season as well. We're rebuilding. It's coming.
What have your transfers done so far?
Nothing so far, but. You've got to let him adjust. You've got to let him adjust to the Premier League.
Adjust under him, I cannot see it at all.
I think I do. And then we got Ugarte.
He was fucking shit.
We've got Ugarte coming as well, so hopefully he starts over.
You ever watched him before?
Huh?
You ever watched him before?
A couple of times with PSG, highlights, but that was it.
I've never seen him.
The highlights, that was it. I've not actually watched a full game. I've seen highlights, that was it. But he looks half decent.
Compilation on TikTok or something.
Yeah, he just looks half decent.
He probably has more legs than Casemiro.
Yeah, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I just kind of think it's going to...
As long as he's got some legs.
I don't think he'll be there. He'll be gone before Christmas.
This is the thing with us, right? Defensively, no matter who we put out there, we always look like we'll concede. Mm. No matter what. Whether it comes from our midfield or our defence or that shit ahead we've got in goal. Yeah,
you can't say anything for that fucking that far.
But this is what I don't understand. But this is what I hate Dalot. Dalot, I know that Mazraoui was doing it as well, but Dalot's the worst. He will come in from left back. I know everyone does is inverted fullback.
Yeah, but he's been told to do that. That's why I'm on.
I get that. I know he's been told to do it, but then you have a bit of common sense. Yeah, not every times fucking time.
Times not to do it.
Not when you're 0-0, 1-0 down to Liverpool, where you're going to go from your left back position to be an inverted right centre midfielder.
It's probably what he's been told to do it all the time.
But he's not going to go against his manager, is he?
I reckon he's been told to do it, but at the right time.
But he thinks because he thinks he's good enough, he can do it at every time he can. Well, so
maybe you shouldn't have got rid of Wan-Bissaka.
We agree with that one. That's one thing we agree with you, I think. Only thing we agree with you ever on this podcast.
I'm very, very happy.
Is that we didn't. We said it, right? We said we didn't want to get rid of him.
Every game I've seen him play for West Ham, he is unreal. Probably man of the match like last three games.
He was unreal for United when he played as well, but I just don't understand why people hate, like, people hated him. I really never got it.
No, I never understood.
Never got it. I'd pay you as a club to take Dalot away from me and have Wan-Bissaka back as opposed to fucking keeping that shit
all day long.
No, we will keep him. Thank you.
Yeah, well, of course you're going to keep him now, isn't
it? He's at home now.
I'll buy him back for 100 mil.
Sure, Dan, we'll do a Pogba. Yeah. Get rid of him for 15.
But either way, I don't think, I'd said that he was on a good season.
But this is what I mean, but it's the fact that the owners openly said that they were looking to get someone else in, but then with who they were looking at, they thought maybe it's best to stick with Ten Hag. So in their head, I think they also know that they don't want to do it with him, but because no one else, that they can't really, they haven't got anyone else. Who would you even get? I know we've asked this question a few times on the podcast, but who would you try? But they said they did.
But you're just gonna fail. They said nobody's gonna want to join even more. But they did.
Apparently they contacted, what's his name, Tuchel. I don't know.
Well, I genuinely think he's quite a good manager.
He is a good manager. Yeah.
And I'd rather have him over Ten Hag.
I just don't know what. Again, I know you're saying you think you can see the style of play coming, but every game we watch us, we're so inconsistent. One game we'll be like, oh, so good.
So how can you see it?
I can just see something's coming. I can't see
another loss coming. That's all you're gonna see.
I can see something. I think Ten Hag is the man. I think he is.
I want him to be the man, but
I just struggle.
I struggle to watch it.
He's done that 2 years.
No, he hasn't. He's won two trophies.
We go into every game fucking confident and like, yeah, we're gonna win.
I feel like that is what puts so much more pressure on us, and because we're such of a higher caliber team of history and stuff behind us, I think the fans are expecting way too much. And I said this before. A lot of the fans are still expecting way too much from any team or any player.
But you're not expecting to come to play a home game at Old Trafford and do absolutely fuck all against your biggest rival.
No, you're expecting your team to put up a fight. A lot of them are expecting them to fucking still like possibly go undefeated in this fucking league.
No, I don't think so.
A lot of fans are deluded at the minute. Man United fans.
Yeah, you.
I'm not. I'm being realistic. We're in a rebuilding stage. Things are not going to go our way. I get angry on the day. Yes, I do get angry watching it on the day.
It's a very long rebuilding
stage. I feel like we're still in a rebuilding stage and we need to be patient. We're not going to... Rome wasn't built in a day.
11 years ago. It's a very long rebuilding stage.
Look what Ferguson did.
You've had 11 years to
repeat. Yeah, you're not going to do what Ferguson did, ever. No one's going to repeat that in our club.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to repeat
that. I never said anyone will.
No, but... This is what some fans are expecting. Some football fans, stupid, but some you're not fans.
You're not far off from them.
I am nowhere near it. I'm not being stupid. I'm not saying Ten Hag is going to be our next legacy and win us everything. If you go back for the last couple of podcasts, what I said, Ten Hag has done us to what we need.
You're here.
And if he doesn't get us to that spot of where battling for that Premier League, then yes, I agree with you. He's got us to a stage like David Moyes did with West Ham, and then he needs to go. And someone coming out to take that next step.
He needs to go now.
He's not at that stage yet. He's not proving himself enough yet. I get that. But I don't think he's at that stage to go and he's done enough.
We can agree to disagree.
We can.
We'll move on to another team that's been awful.
West Ham?
No.
I think we've actually played quite well.
City, we played really well against City. You can't beat City. You've got a fucking robot up front that doesn't do fuck all during the game apart from scoring. I saw him walk 40 yards. He's walking, facing away from the pitch, away from the ball. They're just passing around and he's not looking at all.
Perfect.
He's walked from his own box. He'd run 50 yards to slide tackle Antonio through on goal, by the way. He got up, passed the ball and walked all the way back. Not looking. He's just like this.
He's fucking different class, isn't he?
It's crazy. The fact that he's got 8 hat-tricks in like 69 games.
He's got 70 goals in 69 games.
It's crazy.
It's stupid. Fair
play. But we haven't been playing because we actually did play really well against City.
Yeah.
The first 10 minutes were ridiculous. They didn't get out of their box. We probably should have scored. Villa. We lost by one goal and we beat Palace. It's not easy to beat Palace home or away. So I don't think it's that bad. We played Villa... we lose against them.
And to be fair, you won against Bournemouth in the League Cup.
Yeah, and it wasn't a good game. We didn't play it well, but a win's a win.
Oh, also, I don't think Bournemouth have started the league too bad either. Honestly, I know we said at the start Everton are going down, but what the fuck, like,
mate,
they were 2-0 up with like 5 minutes or like 10 minutes, let's say, of game time left altogether, and they lost it.
Couldn't believe it.
I remember standing on QC looking at my phone and seeing 2-1, and I'm like, and then 2-2, and I think, I'm like, wow, fucking hell, fair enough.
The last time I looked, it was 2-0, and it was like 10 minutes into the West Ham game. I was like, oh, just check the rest of the score. It was like 3-2.
Ridiculous.
And that's why I texted in the chat. I was like, anyone seen Everton? But they just capitulated. I watched the highlights, and the goals were so sloppy.
Yeah. Well, wasn't we the only team as well last weekend to not score a goal at the whole Premier League? Every team scored.
Really?
Yeah.
You and I.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah, every team conceded apart from Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's why FPL was fucked. There was nobody got a clean sheet at all.
I got a trend.
But Everton just look off at it. Do you reckon it's because of Dyche or is it because of the players? Dyche is blaming the players and the fans are blaming Dyche.
But Dyche saved them last season.
Yeah, but he's not a person that can do more than that.
I think he's got to go. He'll get sacked before Taylor.
Yeah, he can't do more than keep teams up. What have you ever seen
I'm not saying that he's got the ability to keep a team and make a team play well. No, not at all. But I'm just saying how that I get it's so crazy how fans can turn on the coach so quickly and so.
Yeah, especially after getting number 12-point deduction, whatever it is.
Exactly, he's just kept you in it. So I don't know. Let's just.
But he's just not. He's not going to do anything
with Haaland. That he's talking about being a robot. You've seen that he scored 23. Against all 23 opponents in the Premier League.
Yeah,
that's mad, isn't it?
In two seasons.
23 out of 23 scored against all.
Before the West Ham game, I was standing at the bottom of the stand, Brad, and I was like, oh, I should put a bet on for Haaland to score a hat-trick. And he goes, no, don't be stupid. You're not going to score another one.
Why would he say he's not going to score another one?
That's fucking ridiculous,
isn't it? You don't score back-to-back hat-tricks.
It's crazy.
And he missed about another two chances. We missed from 5 yards out. In the first five,
he's so good, bro. It's fucking.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
But I had this conversation: is he a very good striker? Like, is he one of the world's like best Premier League strikers ever, or is he just a very good Premier League finisher?
Because
he's not an overall fantastic.
He's not. He's not a technical player.
He's a Van Nistelrooy.
He's a literal. He will score your goals.
He just knows where to be.
He's also very raw, though. He is still really raw. I see some chances he gets, and it's just like he won't place the ball into the goal. He'll smash for it, or go straight into the keeper. We've obviously got nothing to say against him because he's fucking top goal scorer out anywhere he goes. But I feel like he's really raw. I don't see him being.
Did you see his goals in the weekend?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
his second one.
Yeah. It's just straight power. Just bang.
But even the last one, both the first and third goal is just run through. First one places it into the bottom corner. Second one chips it over the keeper. I'm pretty sure he chipped it from outside the box.
As soon as I saw him through,
I literally got up. I was like, let's go. And then I saw it go in. I was like, yeah, bye bye. But he's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. He's so quick. He's so strong. No one can beat him off the fucking ball. You can't beat him in the air.
91 goals for Man City in 100 matches.
And 70 in 69
in the
Prem.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, but imagine, this is a lot, like, but I know how good he is, but then you say 91 in 100 matches. Messi scored 91 in a whole year. That was in like 63 matches.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Like, obviously, yeah, unbelievable.
Not saying that Haaland's close to Messi, but Haaland's
but
done
numbers
that.
Like Messi and Ronaldo.
Haaland's done that across two or three years, but then that just makes you think, how the fuck did Messi do that all in 12, it's literally like a goal and a half, almost two goals every fucking game. Like, crazy.
He's got 7 goals already this season, 3 games.
Yeah, but he's on task, whatever it is, to score 88 this season.
88?
88, like,
projected.
Yeah.
Projected. The way he's going, 88.
Could you imagine if he did? That would be like from a career mode thing, when you set your, like,
playing an amateur.
Difficulty against beginner, and you just put it on fucking, just score as many goals. That's
ridiculous.
Definitely.
It's just come through as well. What just seeing that Galatasaray are willing to discuss a move for Casemiro.
Wait, what? Oh, that window's still open.
The window's still open.
Yeah, but that's going to fuck you up as well.
How?
Who you got?
We've got Ugarte's gone through.
And
Kobe
Menu. And then what?
Mount, he's not injured.
Mount is not injured.
He's injured for another 8 weeks.
Bruno's obviously in midfield. We've got that Toby.
Yeah, it's a different Toby midfield.
That Toby got
over. Also,
come on through. I didn't think it was too bad.
It wasn't too bad, though. Fernandes is fucking shit, by the way.
Yeah. The amount of fucking misplayed passes.
You rate him?
I think, you know, I rate him because he's when he's not playing, no one creates anything for us. Huh?
You call him your captain?
Yeah, he is. Is he not our club's captain?
He wouldn't be my captain if he played with us.
Is he not our club's captain?
Unfortunately,
I'm just saying what he is. Is he not?
None of them are captain.
Yeah, I'd rather put Martinez as my captain, to be honest. Or De Ligt or something. I don't know. But
fucking physio.
All I know is that the only reason I rate him is because no one, like, whenever he's not on, I physically cannot see who we're going to score a goal from at all, ever.
Yeah, but that's not what a captain is.
I'm not saying that that's why I think he's my captain. I'm just saying that's why I rate him, because he could make something happen for us when everyone else who is shit around him can't do that. Rashford can't do it. Garnacho looks fucking like, hey, like Bambi on ice, bro. Xerxes,
I think he drags your team.
Xerxes is like a mammoth. My dad, every game says, I hope he dies. My dad says, as long as Bruno is at United, we're not going anywhere. Like, my dad would rather get rid of Bruno for more than Ten Hag, and he hates them both. And he wants them both dead.
Aaron Maguire and Johnny Evans dead.
But you know,
this is the thing that pisses me off.
When he said it on the bench, Maguire and Evans on the bench warming up, me and dad looked at each other.
Ten Hag is not the person who keeps on bringing on Maguire when you're losing, by the way. And then keeps Rashford on the pitch.
Yeah, did you hear everyone
the
boo?
The boo. And he took Garnacho off, but kept Rashford on.
Ridiculous.
And an absolute stinker. That's what I mean.
Last season, he made good substitutions.
His first season.
Yeah.
It was like, he always did that. Rashford was playing well.
Yeah.
Garnacho had just come through and it looked good. So that's, I think, where...
But I don't get why he's not starting.
I don't know.
Why is Ahmad not starting?
Ahmad looked better than Rashford did all game with the last 10-15 minutes he played against.
Honestly, it's so
Robertson.
And he's on 300 grand a week as well. He needs to fuck off.
Yeah.
I hate Rashford. Like, he needs to go.
Yeah. Other line, man. Hopefully, it can only get better.
But then we got rid of another youngster, Plestri.
Yeah, we got rid of a lot of people, to be fair. We've cleared out like 10, 15 players.
Yeah.
We got rid of five deadline down. Now we're short in the back.
I don't get why he got rid of James Ward-Prowse, by the way, as well. I didn't see that coming.
Did he go? Where to? Forest.
Forest, I don't get that.
Well, it was Souček or Ward-Prowse, but they've got rid of Ward-Prowse. And I would have got rid of Souček. Souček scores every so often, and it's a fucking ridiculous. But he can't run around anymore. He can't play with his feet. Ward-Prowse can play with his feet. Yeah, he might go backwards more, but he's got more going forward than what Souček does.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it.
Corne,
Gerd, Zuma,
he
went on deadline
there
as well.
Where did he go?
Saudi. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. But then we've got fucking Ings, he's still there.
Yeah, that's mad.
What was he there for? Fucking end these contracts, piss him off.
But to be fair, you can go through all the Premier League teams, there's some dead wood in pretty much all the teams.
There is, yeah, but when you're trying to push and you're trying to get the squad smaller, just get rid of him, just fuck the contract off.
Yeah, yeah.
He's cheaper than paying their wages off.
Yeah.
You have to pay it off either way.
Right, to end off the Premier League, let's make a bold statement between us. Who's going to get sacked before Christmas?
What, just one manager or?
Or do you think if it's more than one? Yeah.
Can I check the table quick?
Do you want to get it? I've got it, yeah.
I just think it's going to be Dice.
Dice is definitely going. That's one. I think we all agree on that one. Dice is definitely going.
I've gone with the Paris manager.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been great. Who do you got?
They drew to Chelsea. Drew to Chelsea away from home.
Is it?
Yeah, but they didn't play bad against Hughes.
No, but again, they didn't score, didn't win.
Again,
unlucky. Who did they have first game?
Yeah, I'll get up, yeah. Who did that first game?
Brentford.
There we go, show.
But they didn't look, they looked like scoring, but they didn't score. Everyone's going on this Mateta rave, but I don't see it.
We've got Leicester.
Leicester don't look bad.
And then us. I mean, yeah. Who do you think, Dan? Just Sean Dyche?
Yeah. I think Sean Dyche and I don't know. I think Palace, because he's just come in, I don't think they'll make a move on that yet. I won't lie.
What about Ten Hag?
I genuinely think if they won't get rid of him until the end of the season. And that's me being honest. Not that I want him to stay to the end of the season. I just think if they make a move, it will be...
I want him to stay. I want him to be the man. I want him to stay, but...
Dyche, Ten Hag and the Palace manager.
What about the Wolves manager? Who's the Wolves manager?
Wolves ain't doing bad now.
Wolves is Gary O'Neill, isn't it?
No, he's... Yeah, he's still there.
It's Gary O'Neill, yeah.
No, I think... Oh. Yeah. Weren't a great start at all so far this season. They got battered by Chelsea, didn't they?
6-2. Remember Arsenal as well. Arsenal, Chelsea,
it's not that bad. Yeah, but then they got Newcastle, Villa, Liverpool.
that whole
going into Brentford would be a tough game away. To be fair, if they carry on the way they're doing. Then City, and then Brighton the way they're going. Got to do that, and then if Palace.
The thing is, the people say, "Oh, you play each other twice." It's not the same. You get a bad run. I think it's Palace. They've got the only good run they've got is 3 games in a row.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen the nominees?
Go on, whack them out. Who is it?
So there's 30 names.
30? Oh, Jesus.
For men's. you've got the regulars, you've got your Bellingham, you've got your all that shit. Hang on. Can I not see?
Where's Messi? Where's Ronaldo?
There isn't any Messi or Ronaldo, no.
But
not.
The other page.
I don't think
that's women's and...
Nah, no Messi, no Ronaldo.
But you got people I'm just looking at some names here. Who won it? Calhanoglu for Inter.
Who won it last year?
Messi.
Messi won it again.
Messi won it, right.
So you got Calhanoglu. Carvajal has been nominated, but to be fair, he won quite a few trophies still. Lautaro Martinez. Emi Martinez for Villa. Lookman for Atalanta. Toni Kroos. Toni Kroos, fair enough. Vitinha, the PSG guy. I know they had a good tournament, but Williams and Yamal nominated for the Ballon d'Or. Still, Williams got 9 goals all season last year.
But it's a popularity vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we say who do you think will win it?
Players vote, didn't they?
Yeah. Who do you think will win it?
Carlisle.
Vinny.
I think Vinny's probably going to get it. I reckon if we would have won the Euros, Bellingham would have got it.
Oh, yeah.
If we would have won the Euros.
Even though they had a stinky Euros.
Yeah. I think he would have, if we would have won the Euros... He would have won it.
I think top three will be Vinny, Bellingham and Rodri.
Yeah.
Well, Carvajal be over Rodri.
You think?
Oh, Carvajal.
Won the Champions League.
I'd like to see him win it, to be fair.
That's why I said it.
I'd like to see him win it, to be fair. That would be very good.
Euros.
But Rodri seems strong push as well.
I'll be between them, I think. Them three, them four.
Right, shall we whack into a little quiz then at the end?
Yes.
Let's get...
Tired.
Right, okay. So basically... We are going to play a game of Pointless. You've all played Pointless before or know what Pointless is? Yes or no?
No.
You've never played Pointless before in your life?
No.
So basically Pointless is... brilliant. Pointless is a question that's been asked to the public of 100 people or something like that. And obviously the most popular answer has the most points.
For the first time since 2003, Ronaldo and Messi not nominated. It's everywhere. Yeah.
Can I discuss the...
Everyone is saying that. I think it's a bit crazy.
Fantastic. So if you guess the most popular answer, it's worth the most points. Your aim of the game is to get as less points as you can. So you need to try and figure out the least popular answer you think
golf.
Someone has said. Yeah, like golf. So you need to end with the least amount of points as possible. Yeah, does that make sense?
That... does make sense.
Yeah. So, you know what? We're going to go... Obviously, I'm going to ask the question and then we're going to go one by one. Yeah? And then I'll add up the points as we go along. Does that sound good? Right. We'll have to try and do this with a calculator as well. It's going to be impossible. Right. You ready, Liam?
Are you ready, Liam? Are you ready? Are we working together?
No.
But you said before this that we were going to...
No, that would have been a different one if we had done a different one. This one, you're not working together.
So now we actually have
to... Or do you want to work together?
Nah.
No, it's not. It's, yeah, you can't work together. That'd be pointless. No one's going to win always.
That'd be pointless.
Right, so you ready for the first one?
That's good.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get off the phone. Right. Okay, first one.
I know that.
Name any club from the Prem to League Two beginning with the letter N.
N. Newport County.
Newport County.
Wait, how many guesses do we get each?
No, you get one and then it's going to go to that.
And then what, yeah. Who gets the lowest?
Yeah, so Newport County, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, that.
8 points. Nice. Good. Very good. Very good start. Very good start.
I can't think of anyone lower.
Very good
start. I assume there is.
Go on, Dan.
Daniel Hoxar is going to say anyone between
Prem and League Two.
Do the Notts County?
Notts County
count.
Yeah.
Nah, more than that. More than that.
Pointless.
What, Notts County?
Notts County. No one said it, right?
How's no one picked Notts County? No, that's wrong. Where did you get the answer from?
Love that.
Where are the answers from? Because that should be the other way around.
That's what happened, mate. It's just the people have asked people.
Notts County used to be a big club, no?
Is it? Right, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking for 4 answers. You've got 2 more to give to see who's going to get. So it's up down to you. I mean, he's got points. You might as well go top one. Risk all.
What do you mean?
I was just saying, you might as well risk all.
What?
Might as well give yourself those points. He's already got pointless on this one. So.
Is it not going to be added up?
It'll be added up at the end, yeah.
So why would I pick?
It's a bit pointless for him to do that.
Very good, man. Very good. I thought he had a good start.
I thought one would have been the 0 one. Notts County.
Very good, Dan. Today, mate.
It's a bit hard.
Well, it's not. It starts with an N.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You have the answers.
Right.
We don't.
Oh, I would have known a couple of them before.
Yeah. I'm trying not to get
the top one. But
if it can't.
So there's 4 more?
4 more.
Okay, well, I've got 2 in my head.
You're going to have to go.
I've got 0.
You're going to have to go to the ones eventually at the end. So you have to make that choice. You have to make that tough choice. And you're going to get a big point at one point. So. Let's see if you can get the middle 2.
I'll just go Norwich.
Norwich?
Yeah.
That was the one, that.
68 points. That is number 3, by the way. 68 points, number 3.
Well, obviously, there's one that is like.
Was that the second one again?
That was the second. That would have been the lowest one. I didn't think it would be 68 points, though. So I'm quite.
Number 3. There's one underneath that, and the other 2 are above that.
Yeah.
So someone, you're going to have to take big points at one point. So.
But what if he doesn't?
What do you mean?
What's he going to do? Oh, I don't have one. And then we're just going to keep saying this if he doesn't.
You're going to have to. Surely you have one. So.
I do have one.
But
it's the one that's got the most points.
Yeah.
So. Preferably, I don't. Just trying to think down all the leagues.
Is there another one in the Championship?
In the Championship?
Yeah.
I think so, in the Championship, I don't know. Oh, I can't remember where they are, to be honest.
What, Notts County in League 2?
I'd imagine so.
I've got one.
You got him.
If he skips, does he have to take the top answer then?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to go back to me.
Yeah. If you skip, you take automatically take the top answer. I think that's
what's
fair.
The timer
so if you skip, you take the. You
I
take.
Just don't know who. Well, you took your time as well, man.
Not good in this.
Well, I'm going to start giving you time minutes because we ain't got all day. I'm going.
This is where my one's living in. I feel like it might actually be happening.
You said. So we've had Norwich, Newport, and Notts County, yeah?
There's like a few teams.
Got it?
Northampton.
You prick.
27 points! 27. Right, it's 2 more.
Do you tell us what league they're in?
Both are in the Premier League.
What?
Yeah. Come on. Well, you've got to say one, I've got to say the other.
I can only think of one.
I can think of both. One's in the Forest.
Oh, I'll just go Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest, 91 points.
Shit, what's Newcastle then?
Newcastle is 93 points.
Oh, so he would. I didn't even realise
that. Newcastle was the top one.
Up the team.
So,
I thought I had Northampton.
Well done, Dan. Well done. Well done. All right. Next one. All right. Okay, brilliant. Number two. Name any team in the last 10 different... That makes no sense.
For fuck's sake.
Let me go again. Name any team in the last 10 different teams to play in the Champions League, including 24-25.
What?
So there's 10 teams in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Yeah. That have played in the Champions League, and including 24-25 season, going to be playing in the Premier League. Name any of those teams.
In the last 10.
The last 10.
Okay, you can go first.
I'm me first. Leicester.
Leicester.
Fuck's sake.
It's 23 points. Well done, Dan. 23 points.
Take that.
I'll just go Villa. Probably more than
Villa that. Is 88 points.
How is that 88? It's the first season. God knows how long.
Stinker.
So 10 teams.
10 teams.
Spurs.
59 points.
Not
what, and one's pointless?
There's one that's pointless, yeah.
The fuck?
You got one underneath. So you said Villa, yeah?
Everton.
Everton's not really in the last 10. It's going to be one fall out.
What was that? What do you mean?
Everton. I'm not on my list.
That's what it happened.
So you've got to remember, this is what people have said. So people might not have said that at all. That's right. What you got to think. It's not like the actual fact sometimes. It's like what people have said sometimes. That's what you got to think.
Yeah, nobody like said, survey, nobody so said it, which means it's pointless.
But no, it's not even on the list.
All right, so
you take the top.
So he's got to take the top answer then if you get it wrong. Yeah.
You said if it was a pass.
All right, but what do you get if you get one wrong?
You just get it
you
wrong.
You've got to have something added on. You can't just...
All right, I get three lives.
Okay. But has Everton actually been in it?
I believe so, but it's not on the list.
Technically, it's pointless.
Pointless for you to argue.
Not on the list.
Pointless because it should be.
Because the other one, what is pointless, I believe they were before them.
So the question's so wrong.
That's what people have said, mate. I can't go off what people have said.
But you've just said it's before 10 years.
I'll tell you what, do you want me to change it then?
No.
Because you've got the list. You would be right with pointless, yes. You would be right.
So
you would.
I don't get it then. So why am I not getting the pointless?
Because it's not what people have said.
Yeah, but you just said it after 10 years. You said this one's before the 10 years. So how am I not getting the pointless?
10 years. It's just the last 10 different teams. Not the last 10 years. It's 10 different teams that have played in the Champions League.
Okay. Whatever.
So it's up to you.
10 different teams.
If Dan's willing to give you that, I'll take it, because the last one, I believe, yes.
That's 10 teams. That's like
not in the last
three
10
seasons
years.
In.
Well, they've all been different. Some
it's got to be different. It's last 10 different. Teams.
Who is this team?
I'm thinking. I'm not going to get away from me, mate.
And then, do you know what? Yeah, go on, just keep going and see what we can get. Because I'm going to search.
It was last 10 years.
That's why I said, how much was... No, let's just stick to how it is. Get Liam to have one more guess.
Go on, Liam. One more guess.
I just got Arsenal.
Arsenal, 94 points.
Jesus Christ.
Even though they've not been in it for... Oh, whatever.
You're getting stressed, mate. You are.
It's very stupid.
Daniel Hoxhart is going to say...
I can't think of any other team.
10 Premier League teams. Well, it's got... I mean, I'm going to say Chelsea.
Chelsea, 94 points as well.
Oh, my God.
Go on, Liam, your turn.
Last 10 teams.
If I Google it, right, and I believe the list is wrong myself, but I could be wrong. I thought it's what you've said. But if it's wrong, then I will change it and give you the pointless answer with Everton. All right? To make you feel better.
Because I've got another one in my head, but I don't
but think I'm just double checking it.
They haven't got Champions League, they haven't got Champions League. He says the last 10 teams. Sorry, mate.
I can't think of one pointless one. I think it's because it's just so bombarded with fucking Liverpool.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's tough because you've got to think about the other teams. Got a couple of other ones that were pretty good. So this one's
how
a tough
can
one.
It be pretty good when we'll it's go, 10 teams?
I said the other questions are.
Oh, right, good. I was going to fucking say. I'll just go with.
It's not stressing.
I'll just go with Liverpool. It's going to be another 90 points, isn't it?
97 points.
If you pick any of them, it's going to be 90 odd points.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you two more guesses each, or one more guess each, if you like. So give Dan this one, and then you've got one more guess after that, so we get away from this one, because this is like higher points in all of them. So
in all of them?
Apart from the ones that... What, you haven't said one or two of them yet.
Okay. In my head.
The low ones. You haven't said one or two of the low ones yet.
Right, sweet. I'm going to say Forest.
No. Not on the list. It's your life gone. Don't give you another one. That's what I mean. I'm trying to get it up.
Just call it there. Because we're just getting points.
I'm going to have one more guess.
Does he get a guess now then? Because I had a guess after one.
No, you could do one more.
No, but when mine was wrong, I guessed straight away to keep myself points.
Oh. Yeah.
So he has to go.
Yeah, go on.
Why?
But what do we give him if he gives a team that's wrong?
Give him a top answer.
I'm going to say... What team did I say? What team did I say? Did I say not? Who did I say?
He said Forest.
Yeah. Blackburn.
No, they're not on the list. They have to give you City. City 98 points.
Who is it?
Do you want one more guess?
No.
Or do you want to call it that? You ain't said Tottenham. Oh, no, you said Tottenham, didn't you?
Yeah.
You said Tottenham. You didn't say Newcastle?
Which is?
77 points. And you didn't say Leicester?
He said Leicester.
I said Leicester.
Did you?
Yeah, it was the first one.
Where did you say Leicester?
It was the first team that I said.
Oh, you did. Yeah, you got it. 23 points. You did. And then Leeds. Leeds was the pointless one.
No, it's not.
So that's what I was... I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. This is what is coming from... Like the survey. I agree with you. I think Everton was before.
So can I take the points, man?
I think you should take the points.
Because Leeds
if he agrees with you.
Leeds weren't even in the Prem for 20 odd years.
If he agrees with you, then yes.
Leeds weren't in the Prem for 20 years.
I will allow you if you take off my Man City points.
What? How? No, because then...
I'm afraid that I'm not going to allow
it. You're a quiz host.
No.
Remember he stitched you up in the last one?
No, remember.
I'm factually
what was
correct.
What was the team you said after?
Everton, I'm literally
that
correct.
That was the team after you said Everton, then.
No, Arsenal.
I don't know.
You said Arsenal.
Arsenal. What was Arsenal? 94 points. I'll get rid of 94 points. And I'll give you the pointless. Yeah? I'm going to give you it. Don't look at that, Dan. I'm going to give you it. Is that right? Is that fair?
That's how we're going to play it.
Is that fair? I'll give you it.
That's how we're going to play it.
Yeah?
It's correct. And I know it's correct. Leeds haven't been in the Prem for 20 odd years apart from two seasons.
Not
right, next one. You ready? Right, name any player to score in the last seven Champions League finals.
Oh, including the one that just went?
Yeah. Last seven Champions League finals.
Yeesh. What year did that take us back to? 2019. Right. I'm going to go
maybe
Mandzukic.
Maybe a little bit more than that.
Mandzukic, or was that semi-finals? Is it not? No. Oh, so we'll go again.
It was the final, but it was too long ago.
Yeah, that's way too long ago. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Check that as well.
Bruv, ain't got to fucking check everything.
I'm correct.
Check the Everton thing as well.
He did and nothing came up.
No, I didn't even search it.
Yeah, mine didn't come up probably either.
Because it's not true. So take off.
Connie, give me another one. Because otherwise I'll just give you a top answer.
2016-17, yeah, that's...
There's been one before that.
Well,
on the list anyway, that's what people have said. So. Did I just show you?
I showed you. Maybe it looked like you did, but no.
He definitely would.
I can't even think of the last one.
Come on, mate. Thank God.
I just go with Carvajal.
Carvajal, 93 points. Not the top answer.
Too much. Yeah, I know who the top answer is because he's the only other. He's the only other goal scorer in the final. We just played. Can I say Origi?
You can.
How much?
Pointless. You probably just saw it. That's why.
Boom.
Definitely just saw it when you turned it around.
No way.
Definitely just saw it. 100%.
No.
Well, that's the first one that came off the top of your head.
Yes.
Because straight after you turned it around.
I'm looking at the. I'm thinking about the people who know what we think about.
Of course.
Really?
I couldn't care less anyway. I've been stitched up with everything.
No, at all, mate. I'm just.
I stitched up. I gave you it. I
still missed 6 points.
But I gave you it.
You've got a factually wrong quiz.
Well, I gave you it. Did I not? Did I give you it? So fucking moaning. Carry on.
Didn't you end the quiz last time?
Well, next.
No, I ended the quiz because he proper stitched me up. Asking the manager a fucking. Who is it? Who are you asking the manager?
That's Lebanese.
Lebanese fucking national manager.
Oh, mate, I can't even get it.
Come on, mate.
Any finals in my head?
I've got another two answers.
Gary didn't do the other quiz. You're fucked. Come on.
It's going to go Bow.
Bow. Bow is 89 points.
Yeah.
89.
I might not even calculate this up, mate.
Yes, yeah.
I'm going to say Kingsley Coman.
11 points. Down at the bottom.
I couldn't tell you.
There's one in between, or even Coman. So low points, you can get it.
Ronaldo. I've given up, mate, so I can't bother. Is it on there?
Not on there.
Messi. No, yeah, I couldn't care less.
Fucking hell.
I really can't bother.
I'll try to give him. Have to give him time.
No, you've got one more life.
No, that's three.
Wait, you said one two. He says Ronaldo and Messi.
Mandzukic, because apparently he's not on there either.
He's not. Give him the top answer. Vinny.
Vinny Jr. 97 points.
What a stupid quiz.
You wanted to do this one?
It's a smart one. You're smart.
Go on, Dan. Name me one more, Dan, and we'll go on to the next.
Oh well, I know. I definitely know more than one
because he's got.
But I'm trying to pick. Yeah. I'm trying to pick the one that's got the lowest one.
He's done the top three already, so yeah, he could be fine.
Well, considering he's picked two. Has he got top three? If
you've
two?
Got the top three.
Oh, three men, then one.
Dickhead.
There's two in my head that I know were late. One of them is Salah. The other one is Mane. But they've also got Benzema. I'm just trying to think of who's got the least amount of points.
Well, it doesn't matter, mate.
Pick one, yeah, just pick one.
You know what, I'm going to say Mane.
Mane is 6 points. Jesus Christ.
Clever. Right,
come on, Liam, let's do better on this one. Come on. Last one, mate. So last one, smart. Let's do it. Last one. All right. Name all the Prem winning managers since 1992.
92? I might as well stop now.
Okay.
I think there's been one more.
I couldn't even give you any.
One is not on the list, so.
I couldn't give you any other than Pep.
Are you starting or are you starting?
It's him.
Daniel will start.
Go on.
Ranieri.
Ranieri.
Is that zero?
Yeah.
How is that zero? How is Ranieri zero? I'll just quit.
Bro,
I can't bother. There's no way that is zero. He's literally the most obvious one apart from the top three.
I think he's got all the point as far as it is. You got lots of candy.
You didn't get a candy.
Probably, yeah, it'll leave, yeah.
So I just no point playing, then just end it. I can't believe it.
Come on.
No, there's no point.
So why are you getting stressed? You moaned at me for ending a quiz last time when I got...
Yeah, but I'm just telling you there's no point.
And you knew that I was getting screwed over as well. You knew I was getting screwed over.
I've got a bed to get
to. So well done, Dan.
Thank you.
Give me a couple answers. See how low you can go.
Ten Hag. Oh, wait.
Come on.
I just guessed Ten Hag.
Don't be a fucking dick. Come on.
Moyes.
Come on.
Rangnick. Oh, bloody.
He's such a prick.
Come on, have a go for
Come on.
That's my three.
Give me one. Probably.
I'll go Pep.
Pep's second, 95 points.
How's
he 95? Go on, Dan. See how low you can go. Give me a next one.
Manuel Pellegrini.
It's the next one. Let's just end it there. 2 points.
What a stupid
game. Go on, Dan, sign us off,
mate.
I don't think pointless can work.
Liam, sign us off.
Why are you so stressed?
It was a stupid quiz.
Brilliant.
Go on, saw the off. Answer when you turned it around.
No, I swear on my life, I didn't see anything.
We're all there, mate. You can go for it. Piece of shit. You see how I felt when he done the quiz?
Yeah, but that's just stupid.
But I didn't answer, stitch him up. I got didn't stitch the you answer knew. Correct. You knew I was getting there. Stitched up, though.
I got
on
the answer
one,
on
did
it.
You not?
I got the answer on it. Yeah. It's not correct.
I gave you it, though.
You've got a factually wrong quiz.
I gave you it. It wasn't like I was going, oh, fuck you, Liam. I'm not giving you it. I gave you it.
You have a quiz that's
I
wrong.
I gave you the pointless.
Your quiz is wrong.
So, come on. Sign us off. And we're off to go.
Hope you'll die.
Brilliant.
He doesn't actually mean that. Do you, Liam? He's nodding behind the camera. He doesn't mean that, but thank you guys for listening to the episode. We will be back now like normal. Scheduled every single week, every Wednesday night. Jack, have you got anything else you want to say?
No, all good. Thank you very much. See you later.
No, just no, all good.
Yeah, all good.
All right, guys. See you later. Thank you for listening.